Let me give you the key to God turning this thing around. The Bible says, seek first. Seek first. Seek first. Seek first. First. And there's only one first, it's first. The chief priority in our life is Jesus. Number one priority. There's no two number ones. My wife is not number one. Your husband is not number one. Your job is not number one. The Bible says seek first. Last week we spoke about that. Seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all things. All things. Somebody just say all things will be added. One more time. I'm calling on the name. Changes everything. As you sing this, just ask God, Lord, help me to put you first. Maybe I missed the mark.
It changes everything.
Help me to do better, God. 2022, do it better. Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 17. We're going to look at the word of God and we're going to see the big turnaround this morning when we put God first. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 7. And the word says, sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain. You know, things change in life, right? Things change in life. And one time, you may be at one job and then that job closes. Guess what you got to do? Look for another job. Right? So here, Elijah was enjoying the brook that God provided for him. God sent him there. God says, go by that brook. You're going to drink. I'm going to send raven. They're going to feed you and you're going to be good. But the Bible said the brook dried up. Somebody say God's going to turn it around. Then the word of the Lord came to him. You see, all we need is a word. For our turnaround to happen, all that we need is a word from God. We could put the monitors up a little bit, right? All we need is a word from the Lord. This is why we cry out in worship. This is why we open up our hearts and we say, God, I'm calling on your name. You're the one that changes everything. Turn it around, God. Here we see Elijah himself needed the prophet of God, the mighty prophet of God, the one who we desire to be like, to work the works of God and see the power of God manifested like Elijah. We sing the song, send some more Elijah. Send some more Elijah, we pray. because of the power that he walked in, the power that he operated in. But here he needed a turnaround. Then the word of the Lord came to him and said, go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon. You know, sometimes God tells us to do things, but we hesitate. Delay is disobedience. Delay is disobedience. God says, go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. And here Elijah was probably feeling good, because God said, I got somebody to take care of you. Because at this point, there was a famine. There was a famine in the land. And God said, I've got someone that will take care of you. But here now, Elijah's about to meet the person, and we're going to see the reaction. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink? And as she was going to get it, he called, and bring me please a piece of bread. Because God told him, there is somebody there to feed you. And now she turns to him and says, as surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread. Imagine that. God sends you somewhere. He said, I've prepared someone for you. You meet the person, and the person turns to you and says, I don't have no bread. I don't have no provision. I have nothing to give to you. Only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat and we may die. She was operating with what she could have seen. She was operating in her limitation. And she was operating in the limitation of the flour that she had. She was operating with what was in her hand and what was in her sight and what was from her experience. She knew this little bit of flour can only bake a little piece of cake. And she was ready to eat it and lay down and die. This morning I want to talk to you on the principle. You may be seated. I want to talk to you from the principle of the first. The man of God said to her, bake me a cake. And she said to him, all I have is a little bit of flour, and I'm going to eat this and my son, and we're going to die. And he said to her, Elijah in verse 13, he said to her, don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first, somebody say first. Make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have. He wasn't expecting her to get more flour. He said, make what it is from what you have and bring it to me. Then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, can somebody say the Lord? The Lord God of Israel says, the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain. She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was enough food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. This is the beginning of the year. It's the second Sunday of the year. It's the first month of the year. And in this season, I want us to get our attention to God. Last week, we spoke about seek first. Amen? But in this sermon, I want to speak to us on responding first. Responding first. Here we see Elijah went down to Zarephath. He met the widow. God says, go to Zarephath. I have provided someone to take care of you. When he got to Zarephath, he spoke to the woman. The woman says, there is nothing here for you, Elijah. All there is what I have for me and my son. But he spoke to her based on the commandment of God. He said to her, go and bring me first. In the natural eye, all she had was for her and her son to eat, lay down, and die. I want to tell you today, if you would put God first in every area of your life, if you would worship God first, if you would pray first, if you would sing first, if you would dance first, if you would worship first, if you would put priority on your Sundays, the first day of the week, to be in the house of the Lord, putting God in the first part of your week, giving God, making a sacrifice to worship God first, God is going to turn it around. This woman needed a turnaround. But in order for her to experience the turnaround, she needed to put what God wanted to do in the earth first. Because the Elijah was the representative of God at that time in the earth. He was the prophet of God. He was on God's calendar. He was on God's calendar. And he was working the works of God in the earth. And here he went down to Zarephath and he met the lady. And imagine her confusion. She probably said, you know what water I can give you. I can give you some water. Sometimes God will ask us for things and we're like, no, God. God will ask us for an extra sacrifice and we're like, God, not at this time. It doesn't fit my schedule because I have work, I have kids, I have husband, I have wife. I have important things to do. But God is saying, son, for the purpose, for my purpose, sorry, to be fulfilled, you need to do X, Y, and Z. But we often says, no, God, no, it's not the time. This is not the moment. Just like the woman, she was ready and willing to give up. But what made the difference? Elijah said to her, first, bring God's agenda into your limitation. Bring God's agenda into your limitation. We're saying, oh, God, I don't have time. Can I tell you why we don't have time? Because God is not first in our time. So the devil comes, steal, kill, and destroy all our time. He eats up our time. He now manages our time for us. He puts everything in place to distract and disrupt what God wants to do in our life. Because from the get-go, we're saying we do not have time. When God has given time to us. God has given time to us. You look at people that work in the church faithfully. They get so much done. They're still able to take care of their family. They're still able to take care of their jobs. They're still able to perform with excellence. And they're full of joy. And they're full of peace. And they're full of strength. Because they put God first in their time. God said to her, listen, don't be afraid. What happens is we are fearful. Fear held on to the woman. That she was afraid to bake the man of God a cake for us. There is a blessing when we come alongside what God wants to do in the earth. And this is a scenario. Nobody, I'm going to talk to you on a personal level. If you're visiting, you don't have to take this. This is not for you. I'm going to talk to the people of the house. We don't put, no, majority of us do not put any priority on the servant of God in the house. We put no priority. We do not seek out the agenda of the man of God in the earth, in the church. We do not seek to take care of the shepherd that God has given to you. Read the Bible. Go to Romans, to Acts chapter, is it Acts? No, Romans chapter 13, verse 27. It says, those that gives you spiritual things, you should give them earthly things. The ones that break the bread to you, you should then return and give to them. Here, Elijah wasn't asking her to pray for him. Elijah was telling her, take from your resources, bring it to me, the prophet, and feed me, and watch what God will do in your life. You ask anybody that puts the agenda of the person that feeds them. Scenario. Any child that takes care of their parent is blessed.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Any child that takes care of their mother or their father is blessed. And as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. You want to hit new levels with your finances? You want to hit new levels of increase? You start taking care of your pastor. You will see how quick. And don't wait for pastor's appreciation to pull a little something and give him. No, I'm talking on a continuous basis. Take care of him, and you'll see what God will do in your life. I'll leave it right there. So he said to her, bring me the cake. Because what am I up to? I'm up to what God is up to. God wants to bring a turnaround in your life. And what holds us back is fear. We're like, you know what? I can't really do that because what I have is limited resources. But God wants to touch your limitation. Little is much with. Little is much when? Little is much when God is in it. Amen? So the principle of the first, when we put God first, when God touches your money first, you don't give. He said in Malachi chapter 3, I will break the back of the devourer. When your back is broken, you can't walk. When your back is broken, you can't walk. If your back is broken, there's a chance you can't even move your hands. So you're just laying there. So the principle is, when we put God first in our resources, meaning your finances, the Bible said the first tenth belongs to. Now, why am I telling you this? So that you can walk in victory. I want you to walk in increase. I want you to experience, because he says, I will break the back of the devourer, so therefore he's not able to steal from you. He's not able to touch. He's not able to inject things that will come and create adverse situations in your home, because he is rendered powerless. Now, you can be worshiping, praising God, but you're living defeated in your finances because you refuse to put God first. And can I tell you, it will continue until you decide. The beautiful thing about the Lord, he never takes our choices away from us. And he gives you freedom how far you want to go with him. Amen? He gives you freedom how far you want to go. So there's a principle in the Bible on the first. First things first. First up, God. You shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart. All your heart, meaning he is first. All your mind. Can I tell you the battle is in our mind? Yesterday I had such a battle. Like for some reason, I just felt so flustered. Anybody ever feel like that? You just feel so flustered and you're like, what is this? We're fasting. You know, we're here fasting and praying. But when did the enemy attack Satan? Jesus, sorry. When did the enemy attack Jesus? When he was fasting. Can we mute everything, guys? Do you hear that feedback? Right? The enemy attacked Jesus right when he finished fasting after the 40 days. So you have to expect things in this season that the enemy will come in. But we know we have a God that delivers. We know we have a God that says nothing is too difficult for him. Our weapons are not carnal. You can't see them, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of every stronghold. So guess what I did? I went into the Word, and I kept reading the Word. I went to 1 John, and I kept reading 2 John, and I read, and I read, and I read, all the way till I hit 3 John. And 3 John 1 said, Beloved, above all things, I wish that you will prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. And then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your heart and your mind through Jesus Christ. So there's a principle of the first. If you're going through something, God. Put God first. Talk to God first. This is a place we need to get in our life. The man said to her, bring me the cake first. And what was the result? The Bible says, the jar of flour, the jar of flour, the jug of oil did not run dry. All because she put God's agenda. Let's go to Proverbs, Exodus 23:19. Look what God says concerning the first. He said, the first of the first fruit of your land you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. The principle here is obedience. If God says it, we should do it. If God says it, we should do it. We shouldn't wait for the revelation and this and that. If God said the first belongs to him, what should we do with it? Give him the first. You know, even when I grow my garden, I seek to give the first of the garden to my dad, who is my bishop. I seek to give him, if I get one eggplant first, I seek to give that to him first. Because I obey the principle of the first. In those days, when it went into the house of God, who did it go to? It went to the priest. So I obey that principle, and I walk in that blessing. Amen? If you don't obey the word of God, you cannot expect the blessing that comes with the obedience. If you do not, the Bible said to obey is better than sacrifice. It doesn't matter what sacrifice you make. If you do not obey the principles, you cannot enjoy the blessing. Amen? We reap what it is we sow. So the first of the first fruit belongs to the Lord. First of whatever we produce, first of whatever we earn, belongs to the Lord. Where should it go? It should come into the treasury of the Lord. It should come into the house of the Lord. It should not go to a charity. It should not go to a charity. It should come into the house of the Lord. He said that there may be meat in my house. Why is there need to be meat? Because we need to take care of the affairs of the church and take care of the people of the church and take care. You know, this, I don't know if Sister Sherry, you have any pictures, but yesterday we heard from the folks in DR. And guess what? They had about 200 children that showed up to receive the toys. Wow. 200 children. If you don't see it today, we're going to upload it on the Facebook page. And you're going to be able to see it. We sent only 100 toys, but 200 plus children showed up to receive. What does that tell us? There's a need. There's a dire need. Today we're doing well, church. We live in America. Even if you're poor, you're richer than, I think it's 4/5 of the world or something, we're richer than them. And I'm speaking about people who are on the poverty line. You're barely making enough to live. We're richer than so much people. We're so privileged to live in this country. And we should be grateful for that. And we should put God first in everything that we do. But can I tell you, this takes faith? To put God first, it takes faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, Hebrews 11:1, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is substance. Faith is reality. Faith is real. Faith is the currency of heaven. They that come to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, in order to even unlock heaven and receive salvation, for by grace I receive through faith. You need faith in order to receive salvation. You must be able to say, Lord, I believe that you are Savior. I believe, and that's faith. That's what we call saving faith. But this now moves from saving faith to trusting and believing that God is able. Something had to have happened in the woman's heart. Elijah used the word, do not be afraid. What did he do there? He removed fear and he injected faith. That's why we come to church. That fear can be removed. And through worship and the word and laying of hands, that faith may come alive. And by being around the right people, that faith may arise in our heart. So faith is the substance. Faith is the reality. Faith is the currency. Amen? Like last year, we had the Reloaded conference, and Pastor Earl was here. And in the day session, he was teaching that at one point, they were believing God for a new property. So they began double tithing. So they weren't giving 10% anymore. They were giving 20%. So I heard that word from him. And then he shared how God answered what it is they were looking for. Guess what I did? That made my faith increase. We then began to double tithe from Minister Cher's income. Right? Because she wanted another job. Her commute was over an hour a day. Each way. Not one way. Each way. So she would leave home to get to work. She has to leave over an hour before. To go back home, sometimes it takes her an hour to an hour and a half, sometimes even 2 hours. Just imagine that. That's just her commute. And she wasn't well. Her body was in pain. And she was getting frustrated. So what did we do? We stepped out in faith. And we said, God, we're going to double tithe on her income for her to get another job. And can I tell you today, as I'm sharing this word with you, she's now commuting a half hour to work. That's the God we serve. And she ends up making more money. She ends up getting her tuition paid from that job. So what I'm telling you here, put God first. Put God first. And there are times that our faith will increase. And we step out on the waters with God. And we're like, God, we don't care. If we have less, then we have to do it less, but we're putting you first. We're putting you first. And even when we double-tighted, we didn't stop living our lives. We didn't stop buying things for our children. We didn't have to cut our budget or anything, but we trusted God. And the Bible says, my God shall supply all your needs. All your needs. All your needs. I know the beautiful part is according to his riches. That means according to his abilities. Just like the woman was in the drought, and with her limitation, she was going to cook a meal, eat with her son, and die. But then the word of the Lord showed up. And the word of the Lord said to her, bake me a cake first. When we put God first, we will never lose. When we put God first, we will never lose. And can I tell you, it is the enemy's plan to have to bring doubt and bring fear and put pressure on your heart and on your mind and say, you can't do it. You can't give God your Sundays. You got to go to work. You got to get overtime. Oh, and on Sundays they pay double. On Sundays they pay double. But the Bible says 6 days we shall work and we shall rest one day. But we find it so hard because what? The Bible says we can't serve God and mammon. We got to choose this day who we're going to serve. If God is God, we got to serve him, church. And especially in this time when we look around the world, what is happening? So much fear, so much trouble, so much trauma, so much distress, so much disease. Nobody that's alive today has lived in a season like this before. Where it's so hard to get an appointment to the doctor. It is so hard to get a simple appointment with a doctor because the doctor said, oh, we can't do it now. You can't come in now. Did you get COVID tests? This, that, that. Hospitals are overrun. Hospitals are, what they said there, I was listening, I think, Friday morning, and the doctor was saying they're at a point they haven't been since the pandemic first happened. That's how much people are hospitalized. So we have to be so grateful for where God, how he has kept us, how he's keeping us, how he's been providing for us. You all sit here this morning, you look good. You look good. You don't look hungry. Yeah. And it's the promise of God. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed go begging for bread. I want to tell you this morning, you don't need to worry about your children. God has your children covered. God's got your third, your fourth, your fifth generation. The blessing goes on. Put him first. Put him first. Give God the first praise in the morning when you get up. The first praise. In the morning when you wake up, raise your hands and say, thank you for another day, God. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I got news for you. Trouble's going to always be around. But when trouble comes, we've got a God who's the solution to any problems, who's bigger than our troubles, who's bigger than our failures, who's bigger than our insecurity, who's bigger than sickness. Mighty God. So today, readjust some things. Readjust some things. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to worship God. You know, sometimes we come to church and we're worried about what others are going to say if I worship God in a certain way. Put your hand up if you ever had that. No, I'm just kidding. Well, we all have that thought. I wonder what they're going to say if I dance around the church. Oh, no, I'm a man. That's for the women. I can't run around the church. Only the women do that. No, what's going to happen? Maybe I'll mess up my hair and you don't even have no hair on your head, Mama X. No, we have all these thoughts because what? The enemy messes with our mind. And he's out to steal your praise. He don't want you to praise God because he knows the moment you begin praising God, he has lost the battle. The moment you start dancing from side to side, you start clapping your hand, you're able to, oh God, forget the point of lifting your hands. The devil, he maybe may allow you to do this. Maybe that, you know? Maybe that, or maybe this, you know? Like, I'll catch a little. I want a little. You know, I'm going to take some. But he don't want you to do this. And let me tell you, when he begins going like this, he gets scared because he's like, oh, no, God, she's going up now. She's going up. Come down. Come down. No, 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 she's going up. He's going up. He's going to praise her. And then he's going to start going left to right. And then he's going to start going around her. And then he's going to step up to the aisle. And he's going to give God a praise. The devil don't want that. He don't want you to give God your first strength. He's going to do whatever it takes. Because he know when you begin praising God, then next you're going to want to take care of the affairs of God. You're going to want to make sure the church is established. You're going to want to make sure the church is financed. You're going to want to make sure the pastor is cared for. He doesn't want that. He wants you to be fearful that what you think, you're going to eat it. You and your family, you're going to die. And that if you don't feed your kids, who's going to feed them? You know, we have those talks. If I don't take care of my kids, who's going to feed them? You know who's going to feed them? God. God. He said, look at the sparrow. Look how beautiful the sparrow is. He said they don't work. And he said Solomon in all of his glory was not adorned like one of them. And how much more you? How much more? Read Matthew chapter 6. How much more you? When God created the birds and the animal, he said it was good. But when he created you, he said it was very good. So how much more you the very good? Would he not give you? Would he not give you? And the reason he wants you to put him first is so that he can release to you what he has for you. Seek ye first, and all things will be added. Respond to God first. Don't respond to God last. Let me show you what happens with those who respond last. Go to Genesis 4, 3 to 5. And it says, and in the process of time, it came to pass, just say, whenever he felt like. Come, can we cut off these moving head guys? What's going on back there today? Thank you so much. Whoa, you guys see me better, right? And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the first of the ground to the Lord. What did we read earlier? The first of the first fruit belongs to? But here we see Cain in the process of time. And look at verse 4. It says, Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. You want to get frustrated with life? Put God anyhow, anytime, when I can, how you can. You're going to get frustrated. But the Bible says, when Abel brought of the first fruit of the flock and the fat, meaning he brought it before the Lord as a burnt offering, and he worshiped God with it, and it went up before God as a sweet-smelling savor, a sweet-smelling offering unto the Lord. But Cain, on the other hand, he did it whenever he could, however he can, whenever he felt like. And the Bible says he became sad. And he became angry. Look at people that put God and treat God anyhow. People who do not praise God. People who do not dance before the Lord. People who do not celebrate God. People who do not tithe. They are always down. They're down. And life is always overrunning them. And they're always frustrated. Here Cain was working hard. He was doing everything like a regular man. But he was going through life with anger and bitterness. And anger and bitterness brings forth death because it is sin. Anything that is sin brings forth death. Look at a man that cheats on his wife. Eventually, it hurts the family. It brings forth pain. It brings forth frustration. And then it brings forth the death of the family, meaning the death of the marriage with him and his wife. There is no good thing that comes out of sin. No good thing that comes out of sin. So we have to make priority. God requires the first. And if you look at, you continue reading that verse, you will see the Bible said to him, sin lurks. Sin lurks. Sin lurks. Sin lurks. Sin cooperates with us when we do not put God first. And we cooperate with sin when we do not put God first. God must be our priority. Our priority. The reason we come to church first, can I tell you why? Jesus rose on the first day of the week. And so then it became a precedent for us to come and worship. So the next time the Adventist catch you and squeeze you in the car and say you should worship on the Sabbath, tell him Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. He took care of that. He rose on the first day. Resurrection brought our freedom. If Jesus did not resurrect from the dead, we will not be able to even do this. So based on that, we now come to church on the first day, and we're obeying the principle of that first, and we're giving God our best, because the first is the best. So God requires the first. Look at this. Let's look at it in Joshua chapter 6, verse 19. This is when they crossed over the Jordan, when they came out of Egypt, and they were going to go and conquer the city of Jericho. Look what the Lord said to them. But all the silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron are consecrated to the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. Why is that? Why is it God said that to them? Because this was the first city they were going to conquer. Everything first belongs to God. So let's put some priority. And I want to now show you the result of putting God first. Go to Proverbs chapter 9 to 10. And it says there, Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 to 10 says, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of all your increase. How many? How many? All your increase. Anytime you get an increase, we should honor God with it. Amen? And look what happens. So your barns will be filled with plenty. When you got plenty, you have more than enough for yourself, and you have enough to be a blessing. The word of God says, I will bless you, and I will make you a blessing. Amen? And your vats will overflow with new wine. We saw the woman was about to eat her last meal and die. But she obeyed the principle of the first. And she took care of God's servant first. And then she was able now, through the entire famine, to have enough. Because that same little meal that was going to be consumed now became so much and overflowing. Because it says now, you will have plenty out of what it is you already have because you put God first. Now, this is not a natural principle. This is not a natural principle. This is a principle that will require you to have faith and confidence and weed out all doubt in your heart so that then you can obey. So obey is better than sacrifice. Obedience brings the blessing, but disobedience brings the curse. Rebellion brings the curse. When we rebel against God, we cannot expect to receive what it is God has for us. We tie the hands of God. When we disobey the word of God, we receive what? The Bible said, because of disobedience, the earth brought forth thorns. The earth was not supposed to bring forth thorns. Or what we call plimpla in Guyana. You ever try picking a playing with a rose bush? There's beautiful roses on it. I have two of them in front of my house. They always prick me. Even if I get on a glove, sometimes it goes through the gloves and prick me. Okay, it's so strong. That was not supposed to be. But because of sin and disobedience brings forth sin, right? So because of disobedience, those things showed up. So just imagine, if we obey God, the turns of life will be diverted from us. Our deliverer, God, will always be there to rescue us. Because what? He says, this one here puts me first. Puts me first in his worship, his praise, with his substance, with the money I bless him with. He's being assured of what it is I have entrusted to him or her. And can I tell you, to each of us is entrusted different amounts. But can I tell you that your little is much in the eyes of God? Don't say, oh, pastor, I only make $500 a week, so by the time I pay my rent, blah, 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 blah. Oh, man, I don't have enough. Can I tell you a secret? Put God first. Amen. Put God first, and all things will be added unto us. Let us stand today. Hallelujah. This morning we're in church, and you're hearing a principle that maybe you're not aware of, and it's maybe something new to you. And you're saying, God, I'm not sure if I can do this. But what I want to encourage you is to obey the word of God. Receive the word of God with joy. Receive the word of God with joy and serve God with gladness. Serve God from a place of excitement. When you think of God and you think about the church of God and the truths that God has for you, it should bring joy to your heart. Amen? Receive the word. And the Bible says, if we receive the word of God, believe it and you will flourish. We will flourish today. So, Father, I thank you for your people. We thank you for everyone that's in the house today. And even those that are online, oh God. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will do a good work in their heart. I pray you'll give us the ability to respond to you in the first. Let us worship you with our whole hearts. Let us seek you first, make you priority. Because God, it's either your first place or no place. It's either you're first or you're not. And mighty God, I pray that we will check our love for you. Where we are in our walk, and I pray, God, that we'll make adjustments today. We pray that we'll make adjustments. I pray we'll not be callous with our praise. We will not praise you whenever we feel like, but God, we will praise you with all our hearts. And we'll give you the first fruit of our tongue and our lips. The first fruit belongs to you. I pray freedom will come upon this church. That God, we would worship you with liberty. We'll worship you with a dance. We'll be expressive in our praise and our worship. We'll be a praising church. That we'll love to praise the name of the Lord. Because the word of God says, praise ye the Lord, for his mercies endures forever. Praise him on the cymbals. Praise him on the harp. Praise him with the instrument. Let the musicians play still before the Lord.